Hello and welcome to the Pain-Free Living podcast, and the podcast that likes to bring you stuff that you wouldn't normally be able to find anywhere else. So what we're going to talk to you about today is why your pain often improves when you're on holiday. What we're going to talk about is why that pain goes down. So if you look at most people's lives these days, we are 24/7, we're on our phones, we are commuting to work, we're commuting from work, we are watching TV, we're using our devices before we go to bed, and our bodies are not really designed for it. A little bit of a breakdown of the nervous system. So we've got the central nervous system, brain and spinal cord, and then we've got this thing called the autonomic nervous system, which pretty much controls everything else. Now, that autonomic nervous system breaks down into two main parts. You've got the sympathetic nervous system and the parasympathetic nervous system. These two are constantly trying to balance out. So the sympathetic nervous system is what you may have heard of as fight, flight, freeze, or fawn. And that's a relic from the olden days where we had to be aware of predators and we had to be prepared to either run away from them, fight them, freeze, so we'd hide and nobody would notice that we were there, or with fawn, which is similar to freeze.
It's a bit like people pleasing, really. It's just it's a way of getting it to go away. I'll just agree with it.
A way to get that stress to
go. It's probably a more modern one.
Yeah.
But it's I just agree with it, because to shut it down, that's the quickest way.
Okay. So that's fawn. So that's part of the sympathetic nervous system. We've also got the parasympathetic nervous system, which is the rest, digest, and recover. So those two systems are constantly not in balance. They're constantly trying to achieve a balance, because stress, although it may be surprising, can be a good thing. If we've got a deadline coming up, we're training for an event, various reasons why we want to be on alert, ready to take action, whatever that action is. And converse to that, we've got the rest, digest, and recover. So that is more about digestion, it's about sleep, it's about letting your body recover. And they're constantly battling against each other. We tend to be more in the sympathetic arena most of the time, for the reasons I outlined, because we're in a 24/7 lifestyle. We don't allow ourselves to rest, because rest is for wimps. So we're constantly trying to achieve and trying to push ourselves and do stuff, because that hustle culture, you may have heard of that. So because of those reasons, when we go on holiday, effectively you're taking those things away. The other thing as well is that sympathetic, if you have a high sympathetic drive, you are also, it can sensitize your nervous, it can sensitize you and make you more sensitive to pain. So if you have an injury, then and your sympathetic tone is high, you're more likely to feel more pain than if you were resting. So that's another thing about having that high sympathetic tone. When we go on holiday, you're bringing up the parasympathetics, and you're more likely to relax, and because it's going to make you a little less sensitive to pain. So that's one of the reasons why holidays are good, beneficial things. But the other thing to be aware of, and I know that there's a couple of people in the room that have had this, is that if you have a high sympathetic tone for a long time, because the sympathetics redirect everything you do towards defending yourself, like I said, whether it's running away, fighting, or whatever it is, it tends to suppress other activities. So it tends to suppress things like your immune system, because if you're ready to do something, you don't want to waste energy on keeping well. So that's one of the reasons why when you take yourself out of that 24/7 environment, you're more likely to become ill, because your immune system has been suppressed, because your sympathetic nervous system has been so high for so long. And that's about it. So over to you, Fo.
Okay. No, I just want to pick up on something you said, which I thought was interesting. Rest is for wimps.
there was very much that attitude. It's a long time ago, but that was always that view. Lunch. Yes, who takes lunch?
Yeah. Well, I mean, rest. It's an issue actually for a lot of people, in that it's rest becomes uncomfortable.
Yeah. You feel guilty because you're not resting.
Exactly. If we go back to, you know, prehistoric days, as you were talking about, when we were evolving and trying to escape from saber-toothed tigers and the rest of it, we were designed to be productive. We were designed to go out and do things and be alert. And that's why we were designed to be the way we are. And therefore, to rest actually means vulnerability. And our brain interprets that as we're not safe.
Yeah.
So a lot of us human beings find it actually really difficult to just be still. And they find it actually surprisingly uncomfortable. Yeah. So, you know, I personally find you mentioned the word guilt as well. That's a really interesting one. Why do we feel guilty about resting? And that's because, I guess, with the modern world, we're encouraged to be productive.
Productive all the time.
Productive all the time, 24/7, which again leads to these like constant stressors that are around us. It leads to stress hormones such as cortisol and adrenaline sweeping our bodies, which mean that we are constantly on alert. So that when we go on holiday and we have this opportunity to rest in a hopefully a lovely environment and a, you know, warm sunshine, all the rest, all the other things that we love, it means that we almost feel like we've got a withdrawal from these stress hormones.
Yeah.
And we literally just drop. And that can mean that we can feel really well. We take a few days to adjust.
Yes.
Being on holiday. And it can feel actually quite uncomfortable to some of us, because we feel the guilt and we should be doing something.
Yeah, we're not being productive.
We're not being productive.
And I know people that take laptops away with them and I'm only going to go on it for an hour a day. Don't go on it at all.
Well, have a break. Exactly. I mean, there are different ways we can manage this. I mean, you can choose the type of holiday that suits you. So if being on holiday and sitting on a sun lounger and doing nothing is not your jam, then, you know, active holidays is something that you can do.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I tend to prefer. I'm not a lounging in the sun kind of person. I want to get out there and sample the country that I'm in. But yeah, it is the culture is very much we have to be productive all the time. We have to be doing something, and that's one of the reasons why we have stress and why people have digestive issues and why they have insomnia, high blood pressure and all of those sorts of things. And when you're away, that's that sympathetic side of things calms down and it boosts the parasympathetic, which is really key. And that's one of the reasons why pain tends to reduce when you're not in that office environment.
Yeah, exactly. And it is a really good, we have to get the mind into the mindset that it's actually our bodies need to rest. You know, we need to learn to almost be uncomfortable with our discomfort and learn to be able to sit and do nothing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Rather than being 24/7 on our phones and our social media, actually boredom is a good thing for us because it stimulates creativity.
Exactly that. So yeah.
So we do need to learn this. And one of the things we can do is, one of the big things we can do is mindfulness. It's being able to just sit there. A lot of that is breath work, but being able to sit with our thoughts. And that is a whole other podcast, actually.
People can be. Yeah. Yeah. Because the world is so switched on because there is so much going on. People don't get time to think. And then they kind of crave that gap. Sorry, they crave that that noise, whether it's physical noise or whether it's just voices in their heads that are telling them they should be doing something, they should be working, they should be
going out there.
Exactly. Yeah.
And the danger of that as well is that we can start, it gives us more time to think, but then we can get into rumination, we can get into washing machine thinking. So
I don't know that term.
It's basically where the same thought just keeps going round and round and round in our heads.
Oh, okay.
And they're not necessarily the best thoughts. It's, again, we're getting into negative self-talk.
Yeah.
So, you know, with anything, it's all about balance. It's all about being able to get that balance and to have the kind of holiday that will actually suit you and that you will enjoy, but not feel guilty about the holiday because actually your body needs it. Our bodies and our minds need that rest.
That rest, absolutely.
We shouldn't feel guilty about it.
Yeah, and that's the clue, isn't it? It's that if you can go away on holiday and have fun and feel relaxed, it's a good holiday. If you go on holiday and then you're constantly thinking about what you're not doing at work, you need to have another think.
Yes, need to change something.
Yeah, talk to us. We'll help you change it. And what we're saying is that pain often improves when you're on a holiday, and now you know why your pain reduces while you're on holiday. That's the topic for today. If you have any questions and you've got anything you want to tell us, then drop the note in comments. We will be back with another episode. Until then, like, subscribe, share with your friends. Do all those things I always tell you to do at the end of every podcast. And that'll be goodbye from me and goodbye from Beth.
Yeah, goodbye.